This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kramer, I've been reviewing your work. These reports you handed in, it's almost as if you have no business training at all. I don't know what this is supposed to be. There's just no way that we could keep you on.
But I don't even really work here.
That's what makes this so difficult.
Gen Z, Raj. Gen Z is causing issues in the workplace. They are doing a number of things like revenge quitting, career catfishing, office ghosting. But I would say for me, the most shocking Gen Z statistic out there is that over 1 in 3 Gen Zers have accepted a job, like applied for a job, interviewed for the job, accepted the job, and then not shown up for the first day of work for no reason whatsoever. They just decide, meh, it's not for me.
So 33%, one third.
Yes.
That seems high.
Are we sure? It does seem high.
And this is from, is this the YouGov poll that we're talking about?
I don't think this was YouGov, because this was a survey that was conducted in the UK.
Okay. So, okay, I do think that there are particular challenges that exist with this younger generation that maybe did not exist prior, but I sort of, every time there's a story like this, where there's these kids, they don't want to work, they don't want to do this, we have done this before. And I do think there is some element, too. We're always complaining about the youngest generation, whatever it is. We've complained about millennials, and now millennials are becoming adults, so we don't complain about them as much anymore. And then now we're complaining about Gen Z. We're going to complain about Gen Alpha. So part of me takes all of this with, I have a lot of skepticism toward these criticisms, just because we do this every single generation for hundreds of years. You could go back and find stories from the early 1900s where somebody's complaining about how young people don't want to work.
Does the data help at all? The fact that this is not some rando complaining in a letters to the editor section.
Well, what's the data from 1900? You know, like I would need to compare it.
Probably we all had like 5 kids and we're working the farm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like in 1900, I would have to have something to compare it to.
I mean, kids, they didn't have child labor laws then. So I bet a lot of 7-year-olds were working in 1900.
Well, but the point is, is it worse now than it was then, or were they having the exact same complaints then, thinking that this is the end of civilization because kids don't want to do anything?
So says 7% of baby boomers have done this. Granted, they're older now, I guess.
Yeah.
And 11% of Gen Xers have catfished, just not shown up for work. But I think we do have data, and I will say, even if certain things, it's not I know people always go back and say, well, this has always happened. People thought books would be the end of society. People thought television would be the end of society. I get it. But just because something, an event, has happened before doesn't mean that the event happening again now is, quote, just like it was decades ago. And I say that because of scale. It's all about scale. You could say, well, I know there's three people with the Black Death in California now. Every year, three people get the bubonic plague in the United States, whatever it is. But they had the bubonic plague back in, you know, when was that? The 1200s, 1100s.
1300s was pretty bad.
1300s. Well, of course we know there's a difference between the three people who have the bubonic plague each year and those that had it in 1300s because it's all about scale. When we look at certain behaviors in younger generations, and especially when we look at certain behaviors that have radically changed because of the advent of social media, I think it's absolutely valid to look at the data and say, yes, this is a phenomenon. This is not just like it was when TV was invented. Because it's all about scale. It's about accessibility. It's about convenience. My goodness, we know that texting alone, not even social media, but texting alone has changed the way we communicate because human beings evolve their language as communication methods change.
But I don't think that takes away from the argument that we have always kind of done this in the past. And maybe it's true, and I'm not convinced that it is true, but maybe it is true that it is different now and it is worse now and it's accelerated now. Mm-hmm. But it could also be that we are just hypersensitive to it because we're living through it now. Like, for example, we kind of talk about kids as if they are idiots, right? Like you hear them talk and they're not making any sense. You could go back and watch interviews from like 1982, like television interviews or doing a news story, and they're talking to kids in a high school or something, and you think, man, these guys are idiots. And this was 1980, 81. I just saw something. I forgot what the story was.
This was just recent.
I saw it. I thought, man, idiots. So, like, I mean, we've done this forever. Mm-hmm. So, and you talk about scale, and maybe it is worse. I'm just not convinced that it is terribly worse.
It's one of those things where you can talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can say, hey, kids are smart. They're going to figure out if you're a phony. Well, yeah, sometimes, but also, and this was I think it was a psychologist, someone said that, and I loved it. Kids are morons. And what he meant by that is they're impressionable. That's why we have to be careful with them. That's why we have to be careful with what we expose them to. Kids are impressionable and so forth and so forth.
Amy, that's not to say that the mobile phone thing and the smartphone thing is not a different challenge.
Totally different challenge.
Because it is so accessible. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be more on top of that. And now artificial intelligence, because everybody's going to have access to that too. We should be on top of that. I don't necessarily know if I like the idea of saying these kids are worse than they used to be.
Yeah, I have no problem with it in the sense of we're getting data now. Gen Z is entering the workplace now. And to me, it would be more unusual if Gen Z didn't have issues, because not only is Gen Z a generation that we know is dealing with social anxiety, they're more connected technologically than ever before, but they're more physically isolated. But Gen Z was also the group that came of age during COVID when everything was shut down. I mean, think of how formative your 10 to 16, that age group, or you want to say, you know, 10 to 18, whatever it may be, when you weren't in school, when you weren't getting together with friends and family. Those daily interactions are partly how we grow and mature as humans. And I think it would be naive to think that all of those shutdowns and wearing the masks and the COVID years didn't greatly affect Gen Z, which was the most impressionable generation at the time of COVID, in their most formative years. So I think it would be more unusual if you didn't see a difference with Gen Z.
You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I would like to see more research on the COVID shutdowns because it really didn't last that long. I mean, we're talking about a year maybe, but by the early 21, we started to really open things back up again. And actually, a lot of places by the end of 2020 started to open back up. They said, screw this. We're not doing these shutdowns anymore.
But they lasted longer in different like colleges. There were students who had 2 or 3 years of college really messed up because on college campuses, they might have been more shut down. We know with different schools, especially giant school districts like LA, which stayed closed for, a year and a half, harmed those.
But it's not like 5 years. I think we talk about it as if it happened for 5 years where nobody could do anything for 5 years and we were all stuck at home. We really weren't.
But it was a slow grip, Ronj. Like it really was. It was a slow tightening and a slow loosening of the grip of COVID. The shutdowns, it wasn't like everything was shut down for a year and then nothing was shut down. It took a while to get into the full shutdown.
But everything wasn't even shut. Well, that's what I'm saying is that everything wasn't even
out of it.
Everything wasn't even shut down for a year.
I will say.
Because we act like there was a pretty swift, abrupt shutdown in March of that year. And that lasted for a few months before some state said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. And so I just don't buy into this. It was like 2 years where people were in their homes. It's just not true.
Well, but it's true, the effect. Like, I don't need to see more data. I've seen the data coming out of the public school system. I've seen the data coming out of
counseling services.
We're
talking about long-term effects. We don't have that.
Well, but that's what I mean. I don't even know why this is controversial. I think, if anything, this is like, oh, wow, look how even something like a few years of COVID affected this younger generation. I don't understand the issue here.
Yeah, but we're talking about temporary versus permanent. It's almost like we talk about it as if that damage that was done will never be undone. And I'm not sure that's the case.
And I would say you can look at it as damage, or you can look at it as, oh, wow, we took for granted what a certain group of kids or what certain age groups learn in certain years. You only have 4 years of high school, but you live a lifetime during them. We took for granted how much they learn in this very condensed amount of time. And there are certain social mores, certain social habits that Gen Z just didn't get from a 30,000 foot view. I mean, I've worked with kids who went through, let's say, a hard time, like a hard family life. And it's weird, like, oh, wow, when maybe there's a traumatic divorce or something that's going on, little things about a dishwasher or getting dressed or whatever it may be. It's hard to describe, but these little things that you kind of pick up as a kid, you learn from a parent that maybe you don't get because there's certain trauma in the home. It's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize you got to teach a kid this. You have to teach a kid how to say hello on the phone. You have to teach a kid that, yes, when you're wearing a nice white outfit or your nice church clothes, you have to be extra careful when you get into the car. I mean, I had this specific conversation with a parent saying, we kind of take for granted that he should know all these things, but if no one's taught him this.
Well, that's done at home.
That's what I mean. That's at home. But what I'm saying is, in school, there's things that you learn in school. There's interactions that you learn that if you didn't get that even for a year, maybe that was the year that was kind of formative in that one little area.
But you're saying that as somebody who is homeschooled.
I'm saying my example was how 1 year of missed interaction in those very formative years, you're going to miss some things that you might have to pick up on. So yes, even if a kid only missed a year and a half of high school, there are probably some things in that year and a half that you would normally learn that they didn't pick up on. Now going back with COVID, different mores have changed, and you realize, oh yeah, he doesn't know how to do, they didn't learn that in that year.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's what the lasting effects. It's not just that damage was done. A lasting effect can be simply an omission of picking up a skill that you normally would have
had. So you're saying these skills are lost forever?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm saying.
Well, no, because I think, but I think that's the bigger point, Amy, is
if you have to teach them later.
Sure.
So that's what I mean. These kids now, going to work may not know these skills, and it may be harder to learn it later. Or maybe, like, yeah, like it's weird to teach a 20-year-old how to call and order something online or talk to a customer service rep. It's like, oh, wow, you should have learned that a long time ago. Okay, let's work on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.